Today I want to share with you some exciting news with respect to health care. On June 24th, our government announced that by 2015, every British Columbian who wants to have a family doctor will have access to one. That's a huge improvement over what has taken place over the last number of years. The fact that we've been able to train more doctors and now make a commitment that you can have a family doctor is going to ensure that you have the best medical care here in British Columbia.
That is from former BC Liberal MLA Ida Chong back in 2010. 5 years later, there remain a number of doctor vacancies throughout the north. In towns like Fort Nelson, Chetwynd, and Fort St. James, you are more likely to be turned away than accepted as a new patient. To provide some answers, I'm joined this morning by BC's Health Minister Terry Lake. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
Why has the government so far failed to match this promise?
Well, it was a very ambitious undertaking, to be sure. We've made great strides, some really good progress, some very good success stories, Prince George being one of them. But this is a challenge that we find not just here in British Columbia, but across Canada. In fact, if we look to other provinces, they're facing even more dire situations, even though, interestingly, the number of physicians practicing in Canada today is greater than ever. And in fact, the number of physicians practicing in rural BC has gone up about 7% since 2013-14. Since 2009-10. So it's still a challenge, but we are making progress.
So if that number has gone up then, what do you say to the individuals in Fort St. James who are looking at traveling 45 minutes to the nearest center, Vanderhoof, because of closures of the emergency room?
Well, it's an unfortunate situation, so I understand. And in the north, we understand that travel is difficult, particularly in the winter, and the distances are great. But this is a situation that we have found in smaller communities in British Columbia and smaller communities throughout North America, where there is a small group of physicians, and if a physician is taken off of the roster for any reason, and this happens unexpectedly sometimes, there isn't the critical mass there to backfill, to keep emergency rooms open on a temporary basis at least.
Taking this over to Chetwynd now, they have a primary health care facility about to open. No doctors. What do you say to that?
Well, again, it is a challenge in recruiting, but Chetwynd has done what a lot of communities are doing, and that is working with the health authority, working with all their partners in the community to try to make recruitment and retention of physicians that much easier. So having this new facility there and having an integrated healthcare team, which is the plan for Chetwynd, I think will be very attractive in terms of pulling doctors into that community. And in fact, we are seeing more and more physicians being registered in the province of British Columbia since we have developed our practice readiness assessment tool. This is a way of having internationally trained graduates come into British Columbia and go through a training program in order to be licensed. And then in return, they do a return of service in underserviced areas. So we're quite confident working with Northern Health and the local people in cities and communities like Chetwynd that we will be able to draw physicians into these communities.
I'm speaking with BC Health Minister Terry Lake about his government's promise to ensure every British Columbian has a family doctor in 2015. Minister Lake, the federal budget projected a $27 billion increase in health care transfers to the provinces over the next 5 years. How specifically will BC use this money to deal with the doctor shortage here in the north?
Well, while we are still getting increased revenue each year, it is a lower increase than we used to get. And what concerns us about the Canada Health Transfer, and I've made this very clear to our federal colleagues in Ottawa, is that this formula has changed to a per capita basis, and that doesn't recognize the difference in the age of the population. If you look at the populations of Alberta and British Columbia, they're quite different. British Columbia has an older population, and the healthcare needs of older people are higher than younger people. So notwithstanding that, we have health increases in our provincial budget each and every year that are between 2.5% and 3%. And we actually try to make sure most of that increase is directed to the frontline services in the health authorities. So I think we can manage within our budget. It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of making sure that we can design a system that can attract physicians physicians and other healthcare providers, nurse practitioners, for instance, into underserviced areas. So we have a suite of incentive programs, and for instance, in Clearwater, which is in my riding of Kamloops North Thompson, they were successful in attracting two new doctors to their community with the incentive program of $100,000 for a 3-year return of service to the community. So we're working very hard with each and every community, but as I said, this is a problem and a challenge that every Canadian province is facing.
You mentioned that $100,000 incentive. In Chetwynd, we recently heard that one doctor returned that money in order to leave Chetwynd. So what makes you think that others will, in fact, come and stay?
Well, as I mentioned, it's been successful in places like Princeton and places like Clearwater, so we have had some success. We can't control every individual physician, but we do try to set up a system that is attractive to physicians. So working with communities and making sure that they, when they're working with physicians and a service called Health Match BC, which matches physicians to communities, that they outline the benefits and the attraction of their community and make sure, for instance, that there are opportunities for the physician's spouse, for their family, and welcome them into the community. Also, the model of care, I think, is important. And you look at Chetwynd, this is going to be an integrated model where you've got an interdisciplinary team of healthcare professionals. So that will be nurses, it will be physicians, mental health and addiction clinicians, dietitians. And this is the kind of team-based integrated care that many younger physicians and healthcare professionals are attracted to. So I think, again, that will prove successful as well.
Minister Lake, we have about 30 seconds left. How likely is it that every British Columbian will have a family doctor by the end of 2015?
Well, I don't think it is very likely that we will attain that goal by the end of 2015, but the work we have put into this file and the successes we have seen, I think, show very positive progress, particularly when you compare us to other provinces. So it may take a little longer, but we're working hard to make sure that people all over BC have access to really good primary care services.
Minister Lake, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Carolina.
Terry Lake is BC's health minister, and he joined us by phone this morning.